scheduled to pick up flowers on the way. Will you be staying the night? That's the plan. Enjoy. Your shoes are very wet. Would you like me to get you a fresh pair? No, that's okay. I'll grab some on the way up. Don't forget, she said with the quick Leia smirk that always tickled him. Should I give you a reminder about your date closer to departure time? He set his briefcase aside, shook back the light brown hair that forever fell into his eyes. That's okay. I'll set up a buzz in Hollow. You can just shut down for the night. All right. I'm here if you need me. Normally, he'd have used his personal Leia for some conversational practice. Might have had her keep him company while he unwound from the day and talked about current projects. There was nothing like a droid as far as Bart was concerned. They never judged unless you programmed them to. But Fantastical called him. He opened his briefcase, took out the disc, gave it a friendly kiss as he started up the stairs. He decorated his spaces to his own whim and taste, so toys abounded. Props, weapons, costumes, and art from vids and games served as decor and amusement, with every room on every level outfitted with various game systems, vid systems, screens, and comps. It was, for Bart, a dream realized. He lived as he worked in a big e-playroom. His second-floor office was a to-scale reproduction of the bridge of the galactic warship The Valiant, from the vid of the same name. His work on the gaming discs for the vid had given his fledgling Uplay its true start. He forgot about changing his shoes or changing his wet shirt and went straight to the third floor. Security on the Hollow Room required his thumbprint, voice print, and a retinal scan. Overkill, he knew, but it was more fun that way. And fun was always the name of the game. He might have opened up the space regularly for friends and guests, but he liked having the super spy aspects in place. He reactivated them on entering, then shut down all outside comms. For the hour, okay, maybe 90 minutes, he intended to play. He wanted no interruptions. The whole point of gaming, to Bart's mind, was the immersion of self in the fantasy, or the competition, or just the fun. And Fantastical would take that immersion of self several steps beyond what was on the market in mid-2060. If the latest adjustments and enhancements worked, the businessman inside the gamer reminded him. They'll work. It'll be mag to the nth, he muttered as he inserted the disc and ran through the startup. Once again, he used his voice print, then his password. The new version was totally top secret. He and his partners hadn't built Uplay on Geek alone. He understood very well the cutthroat business in the gaming field and actually found the corporate espionage kind of a rush. He was a player, he thought. Not just in games, but in the business of games. Uplay's success provided everything he and his friends, his partners, had talked about, dreamed about, worked for. With Fantastical, they'd be kicking it all up and, fingers crossed, become major players. He'd already decided on the scenario, a favorite, and the level. He'd practiced, studied, refined, and reworked this fantasy, the elements of it, countless times during development, and now set for the game he codenamed K2BK. He'd take the role of the battered and cynical hero, battling the evil forces of the beleaguered kingdom of Juno on the endangered planet of Gort. The mirrored walls of the Hollow Room reflected him as the light began to swirl and dim, as his damp and wrinkled khakis and Captain Z's t-shirt, his wet skids, transformed into the scarred battle gear and boots of the warrior king. In his hand he felt the hilt and the weight of the broadsword. And that rush, yes, that new rush of his embodiment of the hero and the battle to come. Excellent, he thought.